At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Now, before we come back to your calls, and there are zillions of them coming in, let's talk to Simon Marks, our US correspondent, who joins us live from Washington. Simon, very good evening to you. Now, Donald Trump is threatening to bankrupt the BBC, I hear.
He is threatening to do that, Ian. Of course, Donald Trump regularly threatens to bankrupt a wide array of media outlets and doesn't always pursue those threats to the end of the earth, although he's definitely buoyed by the fact that he's enjoyed two major paydays here in the United States. Just in the last few months, he secured a $15 million payout by the parent company of ABC News, which of course is Disney, to settle a defamation lawsuit that targeted ABC News star anchor George Stephanopoulos, who erroneously, in an interview, claimed on air that Trump had been found liable for rape in a civil case, where in fact Trump had been found liable for sexual abuse in a civil case. And then he won a $16 million lawsuit, war chest, to settle a lawsuit sparked by the way in which the news magazine 60 Minutes edited an interview with former Vice President Kamala Harris. It was not edited to Donald Trump's liking. He threatened to sue CBS, and its parent company Paramount agreed to pay him $16 million. Most legal analysts believed that that lawsuit was entirely defensible, but remember at the time Paramount was seeking White House support for its proposed $8 billion merger with ByteDance. So Paramount clearly sacrificed CBS News and its journalists in the process. Now, this threatened lawsuit against the BBC, it would be a very, very high bar for it to get very far. I mean, first of all, he's threatening to bring it in the state of Florida. The jurisdiction, of course, will be an issue. He will have to prove that somehow the people of Florida were inconvenienced and outraged by the editing of that Panorama documentary, and whether he'll be able to find anybody in Florida who actually watched that Panorama documentary, I think, is a huge question. But also, the BBC, along with all news organizations here, will be able to point to the American Constitution and its free speech protections, which is why so many legal analysts thought that ABC and CBS were wrong to settle the lawsuits that they were facing, that there was every possibility that they would be able to beat them back, in the same way that Bob Woodward of the Washington Post has managed to vanquish a threatened lawsuit from Donald Trump over his book Rage. So the bark is definitely worse than the bite, but I think there's absolutely no question that Donald Trump firmly now has the BBC in his crosshairs, and this is not a story that he is going to let go of. I mean, you know, with the BBC now having to figure out who is going to succeed Tim Davie as DG and Deborah Turness as CEO of News, I think we can be certain that Donald Trump is going to be keeping a very close eye on that process. And if he doesn't like the candidates that are selected and put into those positions, I'm sure we'll be hearing from him again.
Two things. Why doesn't he sue in a British court?
Well, I mean, that's a very good question. I mean, probably it's easier for him to think of doing it in the United States. Not clear from me that he would have standing necessarily to sue in a British court. I suspect that this has not been particularly well thought out. This is a standard Trump move to threaten a lawsuit. He does it all the time on a whole variety of different issues. And very few of those lawsuits at the end of the day end up going forwards. words, I mean, certainly that's an avenue that I presume the White House counsel or his own personal lawyers could look at advancing. But at the moment, he's talking about doing it in that American jurisdiction down in Florida.
And any prospect of the BBC's American correspondence being banned from the White House?
Well, I think there is a real prospect that the BBC is going to lose its seat in the White House briefing room. I mean, frankly, I was expecting that even before all of this began, not least because there is pressure from a number of other news organizations that want to be seated in that White House. Many of them, of course, pliant propagandists that are more than happy to ask President Trump softball questions instead of some of the harder-edged questions that he might face from the BBC. Or what he would refer to as other legacy news organizations. There is also now an active GB News Bureau here. He is definitely very much enamored with that operation, and there's been much speculation here for many weeks that the BBC will lose its seat in the briefing room to GB News. As to whether they would be banned from the White House, I think that's unlikely. They may just find themselves sort of pushed to the outer edges of the briefing room, where it's difficult to get a question in and where it's difficult to attract the attention of White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. Remember, the Associated Press was for a while removed from the White House pull rotation because the news agency refused to refer to the Gulf of Mexico by Trump's new name for it, the Gulf of America. They were never actually banned from the White House. It would be an extraordinary step for him to take that move. But, you know, I think given the way in which life at the White House has shifted for the press corps, and that White House press corps is now largely populated by right-wing TV networks and streaming channels that are entirely supportive of President Trump's agenda, I think absolutely anything could happen.
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.